Making Waves with Steve Bykwist and Dennis Rahm. Today's program is sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty. Making Waves is a production of LakeChelanNow.com.
Hey everybody, welcome once again to our...
Making Waves, Thunder Waves, Waves with Thunder, boats, this time around.
You got it. We're going to make all kinds of waves here. LakeChelanNow.com, Making Waves, Dennis Rahm, Steve Bykwist. We're going to make some waves talking about hydroplane racing. It seems like we've done that since we launched this program, Steve. And we're also going to make some waves today with a really unique individual who wants to get people involved as grandfathers, we're talking now, grandpas. And this particular grandpa is making a push to have grandpas get more involved in the lives of grandchildren, granddaughters, and grandsons. He's a really fascinating individual. We'll get all the details on the Grandpa Project itself. But Steve, first, let's begin with 19th Annual Mahogany and Merlot.
This is one of my favorite events of the entire year for Lake Chelan and for North Central Washington. Weather permitting, we're going to see some phenomenal boats on the lake, and even if they aren't on the lake, some phenomenal boats that are here from the Hydroplane and Raceboat Museum in Western Washington. They're bringing over the biggest fleet that they've ever put together anywhere, and we're talking boats that raced on Lake Chelan back in the 50s. We're talking boats into the 60s, early 70s. These are all classics. For the most part, they have been restored, and some of them are owned by individuals, but restored by volunteers at the museum. They're kept in race-ready. They're just race-ready boats. They've got their own engine shops and on and on and on. And it's an exciting place to visit. But they're bringing 10 or 11 of the Unlimiteds over here, plus another 20 other boats. Many of them require, you know, a trip. So that means you've got trucks and trailers, substantial number of trailers and people involved in getting this fleet here. Just the logistics of that alone is phenomenal. But some of the boats that we'll be seeing, yeah, the Thriftway, one of my favorites, the Budweiser. You go back to, for those of us that are old enough to follow unlimited hydroplane racing back when they made noise, this is a must-do event.
Well, let's do this. Through the magic of telephone, Steve, we're gonna hook up with the executive director. How about that, of the Vintage Hydro Museum over there in the Kent area, David Williams, and we'll let David tell us exactly who's coming to town and what we can look forward to.
Well, believe it or not, we will be bringing over 10 unlimited hydroplanes. And I think that's a bigger fleet than showed up for some of the races during the actual Apple Cup days. And we'll have not just 10 boats, but 10 pretty darn significant boats. We have the 1955 Miss Thriftway, the 1956 Miss Wahoo, and the 1957 Miss US 4, and the 1958 Miss Bartle. All of those boats actually raced on Lake Chelan in the 50s. We also will have the 1962 Miss Bartle, which is a three-time national champion. It never raced on Chelan, but it's a favorite there as well. We'll be bringing the 67 Miss Budweiser, the 1960 Miss Burien, the 1964 Blue Chip, and another really, really successful boat will be the 1973 Pay and Pack. That's a boat that won two Gold Cups and a couple national champions. Never raced on Lake Chelan either, but it's a very, very popular boat. And last but not least, we have the 1953 My Sweetie, which is a step hydroplane, which it actually belonged to a guy named Horace Dodge originally. That Dodge name should be familiar. He was the son of the founder of the Dodge Automobile Company. So that's a very famous boat.
But David, that's an impressive list making its way over here to Lake Chelan. Certainly looking forward to that. My understanding also, there will be a number of the vintage limited hydroplanes as well.
At latest count, I am looking at 24 limited hydroplanes and 3 outboards. So 10 unlimiteds, 24 limiteds, 3 outboards, and then about 20 of the Chris Craft runabout boats. So we have a lot of old and expensive mahogany coming your way this weekend.
Sounds like this is going to be one of the bigger shows ever then in Chelan.
It's the biggest one we've ever had, that's for sure. I don't know of a bigger raceboat show. Frankly, I don't know of a bigger raceboat show anywhere on the West Coast, and that includes some of the big stuff they do down at Lake Tahoe. So this is a big deal. This is a huge group of boats coming, and some very special boats as well.
Pretty cool stuff, Steve. I'll tell you what, especially when he noted the fact that there's probably not an event anywhere, at least on the West Coast, including Lake Tahoe, to have this volume of boats of this style and the old vintage hydroplanes, and they're going to be right here in Chelan this weekend.
You'll certainly hear them no matter where you are. Certainly the best spot to come down is the Lakeshore Trailer Camper Marina Complex right on the beach there. You'll have plenty of opportunity to take a look at these boats. They aren't
essentially a flashback weekend going to happen at Lake Chelan, not only with those big boats, and they're so beautiful to look at them on the water itself. They just stand out. But all the smaller boats, the limited hydroplanes that are coming, to vintage limiteds with more than 20 of those, all the cool boats that will be docked, as you know, at the City Marina there, Steve, the old Chris Craft and the Garwoods are going to have a bunch of those. With it, they're having a car show as well on Saturday that will have some Bentleys and Rolls Royces and Corvettes and some pretty cool cars. Street dance happening on Friday night. Vendor Row, I know, set up at Don Morris Park. Don't miss it, in other words.
This is really one that, this is a must-do event for locals and for visitors to the Lake Chelan Valley. It's one of the, in my opinion, biggest and best events of the year.
Steve, we also made a promise, got a lot to cover today. The Grandpa Project. We're going to speak with Rod Brooks. He's the founding grandpa, and we'll do that when we come back right after the break here on Making Waves at LakeChelanNow.com.
Don't go anywhere. Dennis and Steve will be making more waves in just a moment.
If you need a little break in your routine, then you should be heading to Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan. That's right, Campbell's, where in the pub, they feature happy hours 7 days a week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Also, don't forget about their Taco and Tequila Tuesday, the pub quiz on Wednesday, fresh sheet offerings on Thursday, and Fancy Friday with crab and prime rib. Then on the weekends, it turns to sports, College Game Day Saturdays, and Seahawks Sundays, all happening at Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan. Check them out online at campbellsresort.com.
Did you know that Chelan Realty is the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley? The Higgins family has owned Chelan Realty since 1972, and nobody knows the local real estate market better. If you're looking to buy, they'll help you find and purchase the right home or property for your needs. If you're looking to sell real estate, Chelan Realty will help you price the home or property and put it on the market for a quick sale. Ask them about their free market analysis or find it on their website at chelanrealty.com.
Welcoming Rod Brooks into the Making Waves segment here as we talk about the Grandpa Project. And Rod, first, pleasure to have you. And what is the Grandpa Project?
The Grandpa Project is a really, it began as a passion project. It started out around me, working on me as a grandpa to improve my health and fitness and wellness. But it's evolved. And now the Grandpa Project is a concept that I'm using to help inspire men to consider their own mortality and the importance that they are in their grandchildren's lives. And the Grandpa Project has a lot of potential and a lot of dimensions. Right now it's a website, and it is an event that we're creating right here in Chelan called Grandpa Camp.
Let's talk about your first event, and then we'll get into more detail about the concept itself. But Ruby Theater coming up this Saturday. Now, remember, this program, Making Waves, breaks on a Thursday. So the event at the Ruby Theater will be Saturday afternoon, as I understand it. Tell us about that. You're going to have a movie, going to have some making airplanes, all kinds of fun.
Yeah, actually, the event is, like you said, October 6th, Saturday, from 10 in the morning till 1 p.m. And it's free for grandpas to bring their grandchildren or even volunteer grandpas, maybe mentors or friends of the family to bring a child that wouldn't otherwise have that experience. And what we're going to have when we get there is we're going to show this movie called Paper Planes. And when people come, they're going to be able to go into a photo booth that is being provided by a chapter of Washington DECA, actually, out of Leavenworth, that's coming to visit Chelan. And they're going to be able to have a souvenir picture. We're also going to give everyone the opportunity with their grandpa to make a paper plane. And what we've come up with is that either we'll have the opportunity for the children and their grandpas to go up to the balcony and fly that plane off to a target that gives them a chance to win some prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, you're indicating, Rod, that this is the first grandpa camp event, and you're hoping to make this be a regular thing with maybe one per quarter.
Yeah, that's the intent. We had to start somewhere, and I couldn't think of a better place than our community right here. And Larry Hibbard, owner of the Ruby, has provided that venue. But I've also talked to people who maybe we could do something at the bowling alley. Maybe we could have fishing lessons. Maybe we could have a pie and ice cream date. There's so much here in our community that children love to do that I think we can create a grandpa camp once a quarter and just see how that grows and how it goes. Truthfully, my vision is maybe a year from now to have a grandpa camp festival where over on Riverwalk Park or in one of the other local venues, we could have a lot of opportunity for people to discover just what fun there is between grandkids and their grandparents.
Sounds like fun. Hopefully you'll fill out that first event. Let's go back a little bit and talking about how this all came together. Rod, you were telling me a fascinating story when we visited earlier that you were really challenged by your oldest son, and that kind of kick-started this whole process.
That's right. My oldest son is named Ryan, and when I was probably 6 or 7 years ago, I had, for most of my life, had challenges with weight. And he saw that I was in a bad shape in terms of physically. And with a lot of courage, he came to me and he was visiting with his family here in Chelan. And he said, "Dad, I'd love to talk to you." And we went out for a walk. And he said, "You know, you once told me that your dad didn't know his grandfather because he passed away early. And you didn't know your grandfather, your dad's dad, for the same reason. And Dad, I was only 11 months old when your dad passed away, so I didn't know my grandpa either." And he said, "That's three generations of grandpas that we didn't have, that we didn't have a grandpa experience. And I've given you three kids. Now he's given me four grandchildren." And he said, "They're going to want to know you, but it's not up to them. It's up to you to be alive on the planet. It's up to you to be vibrant. It's up to you to have time for them." And wow, what a wake-up call. And I made that very personal challenge. So I was originally the grandpa, and my weight and my health was the project. And that was the genesis of where this all began several years ago. Might add that what happened was I'm kind of a social animal. I show up on Facebook and Twitter a lot. And public accountability is something that really works for me. So when I was working on my weight, I told people. And I just used the hashtag, the Grandpa Project. People started to notice. They asked me questions. And I just started to actually pray about it. And Dennis, I have to tell you, one night I woke up and I had from a dream, and it was vivid. And it was with me doing what I was familiar with in my corporate life, standing on a stage, talking to audience. But in this case, there was a lot of men in the audience. And in my dream, I told them about the Grandpa Project and how I had started a website, how I was collecting stories for an inspirational book, how I had been discovered by people who wanted what I was talking about. And I woke my wife up. I told her about the dream, and she said, "You've come up with a lot of crazy ideas, but this is something we have to do." So that's where it all began.
great to have that support, obviously. And you were mentioning that you, in terms of your family, it's a blended family. So you have 9 grandkids in total?
Yes. My wife, Cindy, and I had 4 children. She had 3. So together we had 7 children. Well, out of that 7, 3 have married and have produced families of their own. So we have 9 children, grandchildren. They range from 15 years old to first-time visitor to the lake this summer, who's now just 3 months old, little Riley Cynthia Brooks.
So you're probably not done. That count of 9 will likely go up.
Yeah, you'll have to interview my other children to see if that's true or not. But we have a suspicion we may have other grandchildren yet to arrive.
I want to go back. One of the things you mentioned was obviously for grandpas who are blood related to their grandchildren, but really it doesn't have to stop there because it could be almost like a big brother mentorship, if you will, for a comparison where there may be people in the community who don't have grandchildren or don't have them close that still might like to be involved and pass down stories and knowledge to young people that maybe don't have access to a grandfather.
That is so critical, especially, you know, in communities. I start to look around and I see how many disconnected families there are. And if I might just say off to the side that I've been, since retiring in January, I've been part of a professional personal development course provided by Landmark in Seattle. That's another story. And I was in the class and I was asked, Rod, what is it you stand for? What is it that you're trying to create? And I heard myself say, I stand for connected families and generational love. And I had originally said that I really believe that every child deserves to know and learn from and be loved by their grandpa. But that night, I heard myself saying that I am the possibility of a world where every child benefits from a grandpa experience. And it was right there that it occurred to me that a program that mirrored something like what we know as Big Brothers or Big Sisters, where we can have volunteer grandpas, where we can have mentors, where we can have men who want to make a difference in a child's life that may not be a blood relative or even an adopted child, could really change how our community grows up, what they know and experience.
Now, I know the genesis of this project goes back several years now, but it's been only about 7 or 8 months that you really have pushed this forward, and that began with your website itself, thegrandpaproject.com, www.thegrandpaproject.com. So that's been up for several months now. You got your first event planned. I'm curious what kind of reaction you've been getting up to this point.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The website itself was put there with just a handful of stories. The people that had talked to me, I said, I'd love your story. Could we share it? But the intention was to generate and curate, crowdsource, if you will, lots of stories. And we've probably generated in those 7 months about 45 stories, all different walks of life, some from children, some from grandpas, some from friends of grandpas. The reaction's been wonderful. As I speak to people now, I have yet to hear anyone say, that's a really stupid idea. They've said, wow. You know, grandma gets it usually, and grandma gets a lot of attention when it comes to grandparenting. They've asked me, why not the Grandparents Project? It's because I'm not a grandma. I don't know how that works, but I do know how it feels to be a grandpa, and I do know the importance of that, and it's a neglected relationship. So I'm finding that people are responding very favorably. My biggest worry for Grandpa Camp here in Chelan is that the Ruby might not hold enough people. I have no idea. At first, I thought there might be a couple dozen that would show up, and now I'm hearing, oh my gosh, we need to be there. So I'm excited by that as well.
Outstanding. With that said, where do you see this concept, this project going from here?
Well, as I said, I'd love to start seeing it replicate locally so we can have multiple venues and multiple participants. There's people in the community I've spoke with. I won't name names now, but there's other venues that could very well be a Grandpa Camp experience. So that quarterly idea is one. I also see that there's room for a Grandpa Camp festival. And that would be, the vision for that is a place where a lot of value-added contributors can have booths, that grandpa can come with a grandchild and have a date book and go booth to booth, and they can plan the dates they'd like to go on. Or they can have some instant experiences, face painting, balloon art, different things like that. So I see a festival. But the big vision for Grandpa Camp is that it replicates first down the highway, then across the state, then throughout the region. And I would love to see an association with the type of nonprofit group or facility that can take this across the country and around the world. I believe that this has that kind of potential.
Big vision. You're a big vision man. Your background, 45 years in marketing and sales, last the CEO of marketing at PEMCO. So you know how to get things done like this. You know how to push an idea and a project forward. At this stage of your life, must be a pretty exciting thing to be involved with.
It's really exciting. My one of my daughters tells me that I stink at retirement. And that's probably true. I actually retired from that career you mentioned in January, and I refused to call it retirement because of that dream that I told you about. I call it commencement. I think that everything I've ever done has prepared me for this purpose on the planet, that this is what I'm called to do. And I might share that the Grandpa Project has other ideas. One of the things that I have come to find out, now my parents both passed away when I was 25 years old, so I'm 65 now. And I will tell you that I don't remember their voices. I remember them. I remember our relationship, the love. I remember all those memories, but I can no longer hear their voices. Not because of that, but serendipitously, my wife and I started about 8 years ago buying books from a local bookstore that you could record a story in. And we sent those to our grandchildren. And we found out from our children that they were the gift that never got put away, that the kids loved to hear us read the story from across the miles. So the Grandpa Camp's extended vision is to create a grandpa's voice locker, where grandpas can record messages to their children, their grandchildren, to their unborn grandchildren, that will live, their voices will live for posterity, that they can be heard and remembered. And so that's a piece of an extended vision. There's just a lot that I think can happen. One of the things I'd like to add to the website is how to do a grandpa date. And if you put in where you live, put in Chelan, a list of potential opportunities would appear. You could say, oh, I like this. It's good for a four-year-old. And it would show you where that date is and what the opportunity is and remind you to take pictures and to record what happened there and to have a story that you have a legacy of memories. Because, you know, Dennis, what I found was that I was chasing a dream in corporate America. I was showing myself I was good enough, that I was better than people maybe first gave me credit for. And as a result, I was climbing corporate ladders with a vengeance. What I realized is I should have been spending more time on playground ladders, on treehouse ladders, because that legacy of stuff that we all aspire to, all the dollar signs, all the things, that's not enough. What's really important is the legacy of memories. So my intention is to inspire men to create a legacy of memories and spend more time on the playground.
And that's a challenge, I'll be honest about it, because we all get caught up in career building and trying to make our mark and trying to take care of our families, quite frankly. So you get in that mode of work, 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 work. And I think it's only upon reflection and age that you can look back now and understand that, maybe I missed the boat a little bit here.
Right.
How have you developed a plan to kind of get that message out, to slow down a little bit, maybe at an earlier age even?
That's right. I think these stories, these activities, they aren't just for the people who, like me, have retired. They're for the people who are on their way to retirement, that they can see Someone told me the other day that if you really wanted to know what's going to be going on in stages of life, just look around. There's people in our community that are in all different stages. So I want to be able to bring stories of hope and of expectation and of reality to the younger generations. And sometimes it's just 10 years younger that'll inspire. Sometimes it's a whole life where they're 25, 35 years old and saying, you know, I don't want to be in that. I want to be in a different spot. So yeah, there are ways, and that is an intention, a very direct intention to inspire everyone to just give that consideration.
As you reflect back, how much do you miss now that you didn't have that opportunity with your grandfather?
Oh, you know, you don't know what you don't know, right? But it didn't even dawn on me until I became a grandfather, and even into the time that we had that conversation with my own son that we referenced, that I realized, you know, I never sat on a grandpa's lap. I never was read a story. I never was shown how to bait a hook. I didn't walk down a lane or have an ice cream cone with a grandparent. And I realized that if I can put that into my grandchildren's lives, that they will be able to say, I remember when we fed the ducks. I remember when we fished. I remember when we read a book, that it is life-changing. I miss it a lot. I didn't know, you don't know what you don't know, but I now sense that I had opportunity that wasn't present just because of the order of life. You know, you always think there's a time that's coming, and each of those men that passed away early didn't have that time.
Rod, if there are people listening to this or reading the article that we'll be posting up on LakeShelanNow.com about the Grandpa Project, if they'd like to maybe get involved in some way, or if they have questions, what's the best way to direct those to you?
Well, first of all, I would just be totally appreciative and welcoming of anyone who has a question, who wants to volunteer, who wants to learn. Contribute a story is a great way. But they could reach me at Rod, R-O-D, at thegrandpaproject.com. And you'll find that link also at the website. So that would be a good way. You know, one of the things, Dennis, that I didn't mention is that children are great teachers. I've had the opportunity to be in classrooms with fourth and fifth grade children and ask them about their grandpas. And the kids said some things like, grandpas are just dads without rules. Or, grandpas are the people you can tell anything to, and they won't tell anyone. You know, it's just those gems that come from the children. So this isn't a top-down lesson plan. This is top-down, side-to-side, bottom-up. Let's wrap this up and make Grandpa the star of the show who contributes to the lives of his grandchildren.
I think you have a slug line there in what you just said about one of the children's comments, that grandpas are just dads without rules. I like that.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. That's a classic.
Now, on the back of your card, the Grandpa Project card here with all your contact information and Rod Brooks, founding grandpa, I'd like you to read what you have on the back.
Well, I don't even have to read it because it really comes from my heart, Dennis. I realize this statement means a lot to me. I'm doing the Grandpa Project because every child deserves to know, learn from, and be loved by their grandpa. Every child deserves to know, learn, and be loved by their grandpa.
Well, we certainly appreciate your hard work and efforts in launching the Grandpa Project. Anything we haven't covered that maybe you'd like the public to be aware of?
Well, I'd just like to say that this would not have been happening if it wouldn't have been for a conversation with my son originally, a courageous conversation. This Grandpa Camp wouldn't be happening had I not listened to my inner voice when I was at that landmark class in Seattle that said, hey, there's an opportunity. I would just encourage people to be in communication. Have courageous conversations. Listen to your inner voice. What's going on is totally bootstrapped. There's not a major national fund behind this. This is just one man with an idea that deserved attention, and other people who have self-enrolled into the possibility of creating it. And so I would just encourage people that whatever their dream is, to listen to that inner voice and follow it.
Rod Brooks, The Grandpa Project. If you want more information, you can find it online at thegrandpaproject.com. We'll be back on Making Waves in just a moment on LakeChelanNow.com. Thank you so much to our special guest on our Making Waves program today, The Grandpa Project, Rod Brooks. What an amazing project that he has developed. Also, Mahogany Merlot. Hopefully you got out and you had a chance to enjoy it. Should be a lot of fun. Steve, to you, fun as always when we get to sit down and talk things that happen locally here in the Lake Chelan Valley on Making Waves.
I'm really looking forward to this weekend, and I hope a lot of people take a little bit of time out of their busy weekend to spend some time here on the foot of Lake Chelan for Mahogany and Merlot.
And as we look ahead, we've got cooler weather, and start thinking about tidying up those outdoor patio things and think about winterizing, right?
Honey-do list. Yes, I'm working on mine. We're actually doing winterizing the irrigation system today. Those kinds of things we're trying to get done early this year.
Better to do it early than get that false sense of, man, we're going to just keep this weather rolling into November. That never happens. So,
yeah, well, enough with the procrastination. Let's get on with fall, huh?
There you go. That's our Making Waves program for today. We thank you so much for listening. Catch you next week right here on LakeChelanNow.com.
Show for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, all weekly episodes of Making Waves can be found under the Listen tab on our website at LakeChelanNow.com. This episode has been sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty.